This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda fails to secure vote of confidence from House of Representatives. Dahal received 63 votes in his favor, while 194 votes were cast against confidence motion. Nepali Congress and CPN UML begin internal preparation for new government formation. Says four dozens of people missing after landslide sweeps two buses into Thirsuli River suspended for today, and China heads back at NATO over Russia accusations. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has failed the floor test in the meeting of the House of Representatives today, leading the collapse of his government. Speaker Debaraj Khemire announced that the proposal presented by Prime Minister Dahal, in accordance with the Article 100 and Sub-Article 2 of the Constitution for the trust vote, was rejected by a majority of the votes present in the meeting. Of the total 258 House of Representatives members participating in the trust vote, Prime Minister Dahal was able to secure only 63 votes. Similarly, 194 votes were cast against his proposal and one member abstained from the voting. The political parties voting in the Prime Minister's favour were the CPN Mao Centre, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, the CPN Unified Socialist, while those voting against him were the Nepali Congress, the CPN UML, the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, the Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal, and the Janata Samajwadi Party and among others. It was the fifth floor test Prime Minister Dahal faced during his one-and-a-half-year term. With the Prime Minister's failure to secure a vote of confidence, the Nepali Congress and the UML are all set to claim the Prime Ministerial post to UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli. Meanwhile, President Radha Ramchandra Podil has consulted constitutional and legal experts in the wake of Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal's failure to secure the vote of confidence in Parliament today. It has created constitutional responsibility to the President to summon political parties for the formation of new government. Says four dozens of people missing after landslides swept two buses into the Thirsuli River is suspended for today. Two passenger buses missing in Thirsuli River after the landslide at Simaltar along the Mughlin Narayanghat road section are still not found. Two passenger buses carrying around 65 passengers had gone missing in the river at 3:30 this morning in Bharatpur Metropolitan City in Sitwan. Likewise, the Chief District Officer of Sitwan, Indradev Adav, said that the rescue teams faced some difficulties due to continuous rain and swollen Thirsuli River. The rescue teams, including the divers of the Nepali Army and the Armed Police Force, Nepal Police, were mobilized in the boats to search the missing buses. The death toll rises to 11 in Kaski landslides occurred last night in Kaski district. The National News Agency quoted officials confirming that 10 persons died in Pokhara Metropolitan City and one died in Madi Rural Municipality. A spokesperson of Kaski Police and Deputy Superintendent of Police, DSP Basant Kumar Sharma, said seven members of Kul Bahadur Pariyar's family died at Tallakot of Puranchor in Pokhara Metropolitan City, 19. Likewise, 18-year-old Anita Oza, 9-year-old Pratik Subedi, and 11-year-old Anushka Oza died in the landslide at Saintpur in Pokhara Metropolitan City, 32. Similarly, 80-year-old Maiti Kumari Gurung, who was missing in a landslide in Madi Rural Municipality, 11, was found dead. The Narayanghat Mughlin Road section that was obstructed due to landslide triggered by incessant rain has been opened for traffic. Police say traffic on the road section that was halted since 1 a.m. today has now been resumed after removing the landslide debris. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda says the latest political development arose due to his resolution not to make any compromise on the topic of good governance. Speaking in a meeting of the House of Representatives today, in course of presenting proposals seeking a vote of confidence. The Prime Minister recalled that while assuming office as the Prime Minister, he had made a commitment to maintain good governance in the country. He also recalled that the constitution-making process in the Constituent Assembly had been pursued through extensive discussions and the maximum national consensus. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Chief Whip of the Nepali Congress, Ramesh Lekhak, has claimed that an agreement was reached between the CPN-UML and the Nepali Congress to maintain political stability in the country. Taking part in the discussion on the proposal of vote of confidence put forth by Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Chief Whip Lekhak shared that two political parties agreed to establish good governance in the country. Similarly, CPN-UML Secretary Yogesh Bhattarai clarified that the new power equation was meant to raise hope among the people. Meanwhile, Chief Whip of the CPN Mao Center, Hitraj Pandey, said that a confusion had been created as the main opposition party, the Nepali Congress, and the then ruling coalition partner, CPN-UML, failed to make public the agreement said to have been reached between them to form new government. Similarly, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Ravi Lamisani has expressed his doubt over the relevance and need of the newly formed alliance between the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ZPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi has hit back at NATO's groundless accusations that Beijing is helping Russia in its war on Ukraine. He has also warned that Western allies against stirring up confrontations. According to the BBC, Mr. Wang's comments made in a call with his Dutch counterpart came hours after leaders of NATO member states gathered in Washington, D.C. and issued a declaration that mentioned the war. They accused China of being a decisive enabler of Russia through its large-scale support for Russia's defense industrial base in some of their hardest remarks about Beijing. Joe Biden's press conference, in which he insisted he was still fit to run the for U.S. presidential candidate, has failed to silence critics from his own party. The BBC said three Democratic politicians joined the growing list calling on Mr. Biden to drop out of the U.S. presidential race. Calls for 81-year-old to step aside have escalated since he stumbled through a TV debate with Republican Donald Trump last month. Some donors, including actor George Clooney, are said to have pulled their financial support, saying he is not competent to carry out another four-year term. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of Kusi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, and Lumbini Province, and at 102 places of the Karnali Province and Sudhur Pashchim Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Kusi Province, Madhes Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, and Sudhur Pashchim Province, and chances of very heavy rainfall at 102 places of Kusi Province, Madhes Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda fails to secure a vote of confidence from House of Representatives. Dahal received 63 votes in his favour, while 194 votes were cast against confidence motion. Nepali Congress and CPN-UML begin internal preparations for new government formation. Search for dozens of people missing after landslides sweep two buses into Tirsuli River suspended, and China hits back at NATO over Russia accusations. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.